There have been studies that have demonstrated, Coverity demonstrated, that the number of defects per million lines of code is orders of magnitude less with open source software than it is with proprietary software.
So when we talk about open source, probably the most widely used is the Firefox web browser, which is an open source browser.
That's right. That's usually the open source project people are most familiar with. There is another even more widespread project called Linux, which is the Linux operating system. It's a operating system just like a Windows or a Apple's Macintosh OS X. That operating system is probably sitting in your house right now. It's inside cars and airplanes and tanks and microwave ovens and even cell phones now. The Android phones come from Google. Those all run Linux, and that is in fact open source software.
And so sometimes people think, well, federal government doesn't use this, you use open source that much, but that's really not the case, is it?
No, in fact, the federal government is a tremendous consumer of open source software. Back in the early 2000s, the DoD became aware of, well, there's this open source thing. What do we do about that? And so they asked for MITRE to go conduct a study on how widespread open source adoption was, and MITRE came back and said, you have no idea how much open source software there is. And that's what created the first DoD open source policy, which says, in effect, that open source software should be treated the same as commercial software. That is, there should be an even playing field for open source software when it's competing against its proprietary equivalents. And since then, we've seen the same guidance come out of OMB, and then the DoD sent out another memo in 2009, and just a few weeks ago, we had OMB issue yet another memo reminding agencies that open source software is, in fact, safe to use, and you should be evaluating it, again, right alongside the proprietary offerings.
And so you guys have conducted a survey, essentially a report card, that looked at what?
So what we did is we said we have agencies come to us all the time and say, you know, how do we use more open source software? How do we get better engaged with open source communities? And really, how do we bring this open source process and make it help our mission? And so what we did with this report card is we laid out a kind of a roadmap or a minimum set of tools, processes that an agency should have in place that would make it friendly to the open source process. And so that's where this report card came from.
And so is the main reason why agencies would do this because is it lesser cost? What would drive an agency to use open source software?
Yeah, so most often I think people come to open source software because they think they can save money. And in many cases, they can. The software, after all, is free, so you're not paying a licensing cost to use it. It's not free. It's people joke that it's free like a puppy is free. That is, you can get the puppy for free, but of course there's maintenance and care and feeding with a puppy, and so it is with open source software. So, but still in all, in many cases, it is cheaper to run open source software. In some cases, agencies want to use open source software because they don't want to keep solving the same problem over and over again. They want to solve it once and then be able to share that solution with other agencies who've got similar problems. Maybe they want to share it with the private sector. Open source software is a fantastic way of promulgating standards. As an example, the HHS did this with the National Health Information Network Connect program. Hmm. They wanted to get a bunch of private sector folks and doctors and hospitals using their standards for electronic health records, and so they created the Connect project, which made it easy for these guys to adopt. Another reason why agencies do it is, again, not wanting to buy the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So the Navy actually helped pay for some improvements to that Linux operating system I mentioned earlier so that they could use it on their ships. And that real-time version of Linux is now, in fact, being used over on Wall Street, which is a fantastic example of public-private partnership, but not the kind that we usually think of. It's a public-private partnership that takes place out in the open-source community. We've got Wall Street and brokerage houses and financial houses all helping the Navy accomplish their mission. I think it's really exciting.
So the report card essentially looks at the percentage of open source software in various organizations, is that various agencies?
Well, so that's exactly, we made a decision not to do that. First of all, because it's incredibly difficult to measure how much open source is being used in each agency because
right.
you don't have to check in. You don't have to tell anybody that you're using it. So instead, what we focused on was some stuff that we could measure and that we could evaluate, which was how friendly is this agency or this department to the environment for open source software.
So how do you do that assessment? How do you assess how friendly they are?
Yeah, sure. So we looked at a number of categories. First was things like do they encourage the adoption of open standards? So open source software finds it very difficult to implement proprietary standards because it's a bunch of volunteers. They're not going to pay for licensing for proprietary standards. So the more an agency uses open standards, the friendlier it will be to open source projects. How well the agency communicates online is a big deal because open source software is, and open source software projects are all about coordinating and communicating online. So the more sophisticated the agency's social media strategy is, for example, that's going to encourage developers to come in and work with them. We also looked at some counterintuitive things like the FOIA process. So what does the agency's Freedom of Information Act process look like? The better oiled the FOIA process is, the easier it's going to be for open source developers to get at agency data, which really is kind of the raw material that a lot of open source projects need to help the government. And then finally, the more obvious categories, like is their procurement policy explicitly neutral to the development process? That is, does their procurement policy echo the OMB and the DoD guidance that says that open source software should be the same as proprietary software when you're evaluating? And then the last category, which is the one that's kind of most exciting for us, is does the agency have a policy for permitting its staff to work with open source communities? A lot of folks in the federal government, even though they use open source every day, are still afraid of engaging with the open source communities outside. They feel like there's going to be, they're going to run afoul of regulation or violate a law somewhere. And so we find that agencies need to have explicit policies in place which say, this is how you work with folks on the outside. This is how you can collaborate together with folks in the private sector to accomplish the agency's mission.